Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God is good, and He's good all the time, no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like. God is good. It's time for us to begin to use our math and count our blessings. Yeah, it's time for us, you and me, and you, to start counting the many blessings. Glory to God. Yeah, the many blessings, I said. We want to start off with prayer today. We want to just lift up the families in California and in Pennsylvania. We want to lift up our leaders. We want to lift up our church leaders. Oh, God, we just want to go in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you, Master, thanking you for your blessings that you have showered upon us, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for him, oh God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for preparing a place for us, oh God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful for your many blessings that you shower upon us. The blessings that we see, the blessings that we don't see. All the blessings, God, that you have been giving us from generation to generation, God. From the beginning of our life, oh God, when we were in the cradle, oh God, when we were in our mother's arms, when we were in the womb, oh God, you were blessing us. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Master. We lift up those families, God, those communities, oh God. Master, we know that they're hurting, oh God. Oh, God, we ask you, oh, God, to intervene, oh, God, to show us what to do, to give aid, to give help, to be concerned with one another. Oh, God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus. The families that are in Pennsylvania, God. Yeah, yeah. Those that are dealing with flood waters, oh, God, torrential rain, oh, God. Master, we ask you to look upon them today, God, this moment, this very second, oh God, when hopelessness is looking them in their eyes, staring at them, oh God, let them know that you're just a prayer away. All they have to do is whisper, call your name. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help us to help them. Help us to be the light, God. Help us to be the encouraging one. Help us, oh God, to do what we are supposed to do concerning our brothers and our sisters, oh God. Lift up our leaders right now, God. The leaders in church, the leaders in nation, the leaders that are all around, God. Us who are leaders, God. Yeah, lift us up also. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. To strengthen us in the area that we need strength. Help us to stand tall, God, knowing that you are holding us up. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. And we just thank God. We thank God. Yeah, because we are blessed. We are blessed. That's what we're talking about, being blessed. Yeah, we know that last week we talked about being blessed in the city, being blessed in the field, being blessed when we go in, being blessed when we come out. We are blessed. Glory to God. We want to just continue with this topic. Know that you are blessed. Let's first establish, as believers in Christ, we are aware that we will have trials. We're going to have trials. We're going to have trials and tribulations. John 16 and 33 says, we will have trials. and tribulations. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. Peace and confidence. Glory to God. In the world, you will have tribulations. You will have trials. You will have distress. You will have frustrations. Yeah. But it says here, oh, okay. But even with that, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. When situations come, learn to laugh at them. Learn to take a good chuckle and laugh at them, knowing that your Heavenly Father is with you. He's with you. He's with you. Have confidence. Yeah. Be certain. Be sure. Be sure. You know, last week we talked about your anchor holding on to a solid rock, to a solid foundation. You got to be sure. Holding on to untainted, nothing that's tainted, nothing that's crooked, nothing that's foul, nothing that will separate you, glory to God, from the love of God, from the blessing, because that's what we're talking about, nothing. He said, because I have overcome the world. And this is our Father talking to us. Yeah, He's overcome it. He overcame this. He overcame the agony, the frustration. He overcame it. He overcame the beating, the being spit on. He overcame it. Yeah, yeah. For you and for me, He overcame it. He says, I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it. Conquered it. Glory to God. Conquered it for us. It has been conquered. It has been put under His feet. Yes. Blessings. Blessings. Blessings show up. Blessings show up in awkward places. Did you hear me? Awkward places. Blessings show up. Blessings show up in awkward situations. Glory to God. At awkward times, a blessing will show up. Even when trials and tribulations, those gifts, they come. They do. They come. But we still can have cheer. We can have cheer in this life, knowing that we are blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know for a fact that many of us dislike trials. We dislike tribulations. We don't like that. We don't like it. But keep in mind, while we're going through whatever it may be, know that God is protecting. He's protecting. He's protecting you. Now, the way He protects, it may not be the same way that we will protect. Now, see, you can't put Him on your level. You can't expect Him to do things the way you would do things. Glory to God. Like, stop the suffering altogether. That's what many of us would say. Just stop it altogether. Stop the pain. Stop the distress. That's the way. That's the way that we would go. That's how we would handle. We would just stop it all. Just stop it. But thanks be to God who loves us. Who has blessed us. Who has given us favor. Who has lifted us out of. He lifted us out of the mire. He lifted us up. He lifted us out of the mire. And He put us on a rock. Glory to God. A solid rock. A rock that can't be shaken. A rock that can't be broken. A solid rock. And when we say God is my rock, hallelujah, He's my rock. He is my rock. Psalms 78 and 35 said they remember that God was their rock. They remember that. You know, so often when we get in these situations and we feel like the trial or the tribulation is overshadowing us, we forget that we're blessed. Mm-hmm. We forget that we sit in high places. We forget who we are. Yeah. But he says they remember that God was their rock and that the Most High God, their Redeemer. Are you listening to me? The Redeemer. Strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. Hallelujah. My everything. That's who he is. Yeah. We're talking to you who are blessed. Yeah. We're talking to you who are blessed and know that you're blessed. And the scripture tells us also that we don't have because we don't ask. Now, if you want to be blessed, we have been talking about how to get blessed. Yeah. Ask God to bless you. Ask God. Ask his son Jesus to bless you. Glory to God. Will he do it? I'm a living testimony. He will bless you. Yeah, he will bless you. He will come and he will show you, and he will many times show out. But you could just sit and watch the glory of God. Just watch it reveal right in your presence of how he will bless you. Unspeakable. Unspeakable blessings. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Now know that you are blessed when you have this form of protection. When you got this protection and you got it close by, you're blessed. Because everybody don't have this. Only the believers in Christ have this, what I'm talking about. Yeah. We stand and we could stand and know that we are blessed. We stand and we know whose we are, who we are in Christ. Glory to God. And know this, that while we're in a storm, as blessed believers in Christ, we have peace. Are you listening to me? While you're in a storm. You know, my aunt used to say to us that when we have our head, listen to this, when our head is in the lion's mouth, she would tell us there's a way to get it out. Glory to God. There's a way to get it out. Did you hear what I said? When your head is in his mouth, come on now. She said there's a way to get it out. And it's not being loudmouthed. It's not using foul language. It's none of that. Glory to God. It's knowing whom you are. Know the Most High God. And many times when Jesus was in situations, he was always very quiet. He was always meek. He was always humble. But he was calling on his Father. Glory to God. And his Father never failed him. His Father delivered him. Glory to God. Yeah. So you, who may have your head in the lion's, in his mouth, there's a way to get it out. Yes, 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 there's a way. All you got to do is call on your Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Yeah. Will he come? Yes, he will. I am a living testimony. He will come and he will show you who he is. And he will let you know whom you are, who you belong to, if you allow it to do this. He will give you peace. He will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He will keep your heart. Hallelujah. Because you're blessed. See, when you're blessed, people don't understand that. They kind of scratch their head when they see, she's talking about she's blessed. They don't understand it. Because it's not an earthly thing. It's not a thing that you could comprehend. This is a heavenly thing. This is a spiritual thing. Because this is the relationship you have. Glory to God with an almighty God. with a Heavenly Father, being his chosen vessel that he has allowed to remain here on this earth. He's going to bless you. He's going to keep you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The world cannot understand. The world can't even give you this. The world does not have the ability to give you a blessing. They may think so. They may think so. We cannot buy this peace. The peace that I'm talking about, you can't go to the store. You can't purchase it. You can't get it. No, you can't. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, the peace, it's a state of tranquility. Yeah, it's a state of being, the quietness. Yeah, quietness. You know, many times when people are in a rage and they're all upset and foul words and things are going and things are flying, Jesus shows up quiet. Everything is quiet because Jesus has showed up. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The peace. It is a gift that can only come from God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, here we see Peter, the apostle. He's issuing a reminder. It's a message that he's actually rendering at this particular time. And he's talking to those who have been in exile. He's talking to them. And, you know, a lot of times when we in situations and we're going through, we're in the tribulation, we're in the trial, we forget. I just said that. We have a tendency of forgetting. Oh, yeah. And God knows we forget because he knows we're human. We are humans. We are fleshly creatures. We forget. Yes. So here Peter, the apostle, he's standing there. And his message is to remind them, those who have been in exile, those who have been scattered, taken away from their original land because of sin. And now they're actually coming to a place where they can start all over again, start all over, have the new beginning, have the first and second chance that we talk about so often. Yeah, here they are. Yeah, but in verse 2, it says that the second chance is about to kick in. The second chance is about to kick in. They're getting ready to have a second chance. So, see, you got to know who you are as a blessed people. You got to know who you are, and you got to know who it is who blesses you. Glory to God. Who are chosen? We are chosen. And for knowing And to know God, the Father, the consecrated one, the sanctified one, the one who has been made holy by the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. See, you got to know. You got to have this relationship with him to be blessed. Yeah, you got to walk in obedience. Glory to God. The Messiah. And to be sprinkled with his blood. Yeah. You have to really be in a place where you're spending time with him. You can call him and he will come. He know your name. Hallelujah. Many grace, spiritual blessings, and peace be given to you in increasing abundance. That spiritual peace. Are you listening to me? The spiritual peace. Yeah. It's not a worldly peace. Because, see, the world can't give you the peace. World may tell you we're going to go check out a movie. The world may tell you let's go shopping for a few. Let's go catch a sale. And we're going to try and relax. See, the world have all kind of ways of trying to give you peace. The world may tell you, let's go get some drinks. The world may tell you, let's go and have a sexual relationship. The world have ways that it gives peace. But that peace, glory to God, is only temporary. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm talking about eternal peace. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And when you have this peace, you are truly blessed. Hallelujah. Because everybody don't have this peace. When you're in that trial, when you're in that tribulation, you can close your eyes knowing that if you just get quiet for a moment, if you just get quiet, that your Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit is going to come and he's going to talk to you. Hallelujah. He's going to come and rock you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He'll rock you when you're weary. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about somebody that have compassion for us. And this is why he blesses us. Hallelujah. Yeah. You realize that in a thorough Christ, he's thorough. He's thorough when he grants out freedom, when he grants us freedom, and he grants us this peace that we're talking about. Yeah, yeah, he grants it. He grants it. Even when we're in a conflict, many times we go through conflicts, and we know we need the peace of God. Our spirit is completely unsettled, and we need God to come. We need him to show up because we're not at peace. We forget that we're blessed. And you see, when we're blessed and we're in a turmoil, we got somebody that we can call on. Spontaneously, we can call on our Almighty God because we are blessed. Hallelujah. We are blessed and we are highly favored. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Never forget who you are. Never forget whom you are. Never forget. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater, he's in me. He's in you. He's in all of us who are the believers in Christ. Hallelujah. Greater. And also in the book of Psalms, we know that in the book of Psalms, David has said it many times, many times. He says, my cup runs over. What cup are we talking about? We're talking about the cup of blessings. Hallelujah. The cup, it runs over. With much, with more, with many, with plenty. It runs over, continuously running, never running out, always full, completed, done. Your cup, hallelujah, your relationships with God will never, never, never dry up. It will never end. Your relationship with him, being the child of God, who you are, your relationship will never grow old. It will always remain afresh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking to me. It will stay fresh. Glory to God. It will be anew. It will always run over. You will always have more than enough. You will always have plenty. Are you listening to me? I'm talking to somebody. Ooh, glory to God. This is the God that we're talking about. This is the God that we're talking about. We have been talking about God. Yeah. And how we are blessed. How he has blessed us. He has blessed us, truly blessed us. Yeah, he has blessed us when we go in. And he has blessed us when we came out. He has blessed us while we're out. He has blessed us when we're laying down. He has kept us. We have not kept ourselves. We don't have the ability to keep ourselves. God is the keeper. And he has kept us. Glory to God. So we give him praise. So we give him adoration, but the many blessings that he has showered upon us and created us to be blessed. Yeah, he created us to be blessed. Yeah, yeah. And we're not just to be blessed to stay blessed alone. We are blessed to bless others. Yeah. If you are around someone that is blessed, do you know you're actually getting the drippings? You're getting the drippings from that person's blessings. Because if they're blessed, then they're going to bless you. That's the way our Heavenly Father has created us to be. Are you listening to me? Am I talking to somebody? He created us to be blessed, to bless others, not to just hold on to the blessings that he has given us. While he has given us this peace that surpasses all understanding, even while we're in a tribulation or while we're in a trial, we have to learn how to laugh at it. Sometimes we go through a lot of panic, things start happening real quick, and but we have to remind ourselves that God is in control. God is the one that's going to help us. God is the one. Call on the Holy Spirit to intercede for you, and he will move at that very time, at that very moment. He will move. And many times we have to just get still. We got to get in our quiet place because we're too noisy. We got too much noise going on, and we can't hear him. Yeah. See, being blessed and staying blessed. We want to stay blessed. We want to hold on to this gift. We want to keep this gift that we have been given. We want to cherish it. Cherish it. And hold on to it. Knowing that it is very, very valuable. Yes. It's priceless. The gift that God has given us to be his children. Yeah. To walk in his way. To be able to sit down with him. Knowing that we are blessed and that we sit in high places. Huh? Yeah. We sit in high places. We know how to humble ourselves. We don't always be in a rage and all upset. We don't do that. We have learned how to have peace. The peace of God. Hallelujah. That can come and bless us. And people will take note and they'll say, there's something about that person. I can't put my hand on. There's something about them. Ooh, hallelujah. Have you ever heard that? There's something about you. I don't know what it is. It's just something about you. But you know what it is because you're blessed. Hallelujah. You're blessed in the name of Jesus. Huh? You're blessed. And we give him praise, and we give him praise, and we thank him for taking the time to choose us, to putting us in these seats, yeah, to letting us be lights that shines in dark places, for using us for his glory, huh? Yeah, for using us to give praise to him, because we are here to praise God, yeah. Now, if any of you is spending time like Eve did, and we know that Eve sat down and she listened to the serpent, and the serpent told her all kind of negative things, it's time for you to close your ears off from the serpent and hear what the word of God has to say, that you are blessed. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this time. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, God. Master, we ask that you bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. We look forward to having you back here with us on Sunday evenings with God's Favorite Ministry, Pastor George, and again next Friday with us. Yes. Trust God. Know that you're blessed. And walk in your blessing. Yeah, it's time for you to start walking in it. It's time for you to grow up knowing who you are in Christ. Huh? Know who you are. Know whom you are. In Almighty God. He is our Savior. He's our Redeemer. Let the church say amen.